Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been following the sports news lately, but there's a famous good. It's a good thing you guys are filling the base midrash. There's this football player on the team called the San Francisco 49ers, 24 years old. After 1 year of playing in the NFL, he decided that he's not going to be in the, he's not he's retiring from football. He said he had two concussions this year. Not he had, excuse me, he had two concussions in the past several years playing soccer, playing football. He said it, he wants to change his entire life. This guy, he's changing his entire career. It's mamash all over the news. Like this one guy's maybe he's going to be the catalyst to a lot of other players. Because what happened? They're finding a lot of proof that every single time the football players play and they hit each other, that they're having massive head trauma and damage, and people and players are really committed suicide, and it's a very unfortunate. It's a very terrible thing. Very terrible thing. So this guy, I think his name's Chris Borland, decided I'm not playing anymore. Namish, he's starting his life anew. He's completely wiping off his past, and he's starting his life anew. And maybe we could say this is why he definitely chose this week, because this week's Parshas Chodesh, time for Vizchach, it's a type of rebirth, a time of renewal, right? Everyone knows that every year Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh could come back to back. Right, Chazal tells us that Parah and HaChodesh are very connected. So we read Parah before we bend Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we have Parshas Chodesh for it by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This Shabbos, we have the beautiful schus of having Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together. And Rav Shor says that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, there's a special koch of that Shabbos. Has the din of Shabbos, but also has the din of Rosh Chodesh, which is, he says, I think he quotes from the Sfas Emes, the din of Yontif. So we're gonna try to see what does this mean, that Dafka, that Parshas Chodesh. What's so special about Parshas Chodesh? What's so special about the month of Nisan? How can we internalize that in our own lives? So there's a famous idea from the first Gera Rebbe, the Chiddush Arim. We just quoted the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes was the grandson of the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim, I was once at his kever in Poland. He says an amazing thing. He says every month we have Rosh Chodesh, right? I'll use Lashon. Kol Rosh Chodesh, right? Every month has a Rosh Chodesh, and that Rosh Chodesh gives koach for the rest of the month. Motzi v'nosi in koach is chashes v'chol chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh, the first day of every month of the year gives the ability for the whole rest of the month. That you wake up every day, that you feel the sense of urgency. We feel a sense of newness and rebirth, renewal. However, there's a difference by the rest of the Rosh Chodeshes of the entire year and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan mashpiach koach v'ischachos al hashana kula. So not only does Rosh Chodesh Nisan have a koach on Nisan like every other month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan has the koach giving this power of ischachos. This power of renewal for Jews to be able to say you could start anew for the entire year. And the whole all of the years and all the whole year it comes from the Chodesh Nisan. Rishon hulachem lechodesh Hashanah, because we know the pasuk says and which you're going to read this in this week that the month of Nisan is called Rishon hulachem. This month is the first for you lechol chodesh Hashanah. Brought down by the Zohar and the Arizal that every single day of Nisan has the koach of Rosh Chodesh. Every single day of Nisan is the koach of Rosh Chodesh. That's not for now, though. Not every single day. The first 12 days of Nisan has the koach of each and it gives off this power of ischachos. But we have to understand what does this mean, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the whole essence of Nisan gives ischachos for the rest of the year. What does this mean? So it's not a stump thing that every year Vayikra falls out. If it's not a leap year, Vayikra falls out with right around a Chodesh. The pasuk says. Adam ki yakriv miken karban laHashem mina behema mina bakor mina tzon takriva es karbanachem. When a person gives karbanos, you should give from yourself, from your behema, from your bakor, from your tzon, and you should give it for your karban. Sometimes we get to these parshias, chas v'shalom, they look a little boring. God forbid they're not. But we just have to look. We have to look a little deeper. Says the Oiv Yisrael, the Apter Rebbe, an incredible thing. What does this mean? At Adam ki yakriv miken karban laHashem. When a person gives us a karban from himself. Two carbon to Hashem. So what does he say? The Hainu. Shehu muchan lahakriv es atma b'misiris nevesh l'mana boris baruch. What does this mean? Adam ki yakriv mikem. Not that when a person brings his carbon to Hashem. When a person brings himself, right? We know what does the carbon represent? When we bring a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, represents that really this should be me on the Mizbeach. Really, this should be me, right? Because the deeper idea of Karbanos says no. That right now we don't have Beis Hamikdash, but Adam Ki Yakar Mikem, when we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today I want to be better. I want to be a better Jew. I want to be a better davener. I'm going to be a better learner. I'm going to be better Kibud Avim. I'm going to be better Lashon Hara. I'm going to be better Shmir Sinai. I'm going to be better. When Hashem says this, Adam Ki Yakar Mikem, you're putting your Mikem in. You're putting your effort in. You're doing whatever you can. Then Hashem says, Karban Lashem. It's my Karban. That's what the Torah says. Adam Ki Yakar Mikem. When a person feels like you're just doing whatever you can, and you're doing whatever you can do possible, that's carbon Lashem. That's what a real carbon is. And that's the whole essence of renewing ourselves. Sometimes it's so hard, we feel like we're so stuck, and we feel like this is the type of person I am, this is the type of learner I am, this is the type of davener, chas v'shalom. Klaizu has this ability of ischachus. We have hachurish hazelachem. So it says the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka gives us this poet. What does this mean, hachurish hazelachem? Not that this month is given to you. HaChodesh! The ability to renew yourself every single day, every single minute. I'm giving to you, Lachem, I'm giving to you. Don't think that wherever you're holding, that's where you are. You can be better every single minute of every single day. There's a famous rabbi. He died, I think, around 13 years ago. His name is Rav Avram Chaim Brim. I found this svarim in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shuk. Usually I don't find svarim in the Shuk. There's a person who was selling svarim. I remember me and my wife were just married, and I asked her if she was doing some errands. I was like, can I just go over there? I got it for like some 10 shekel, now it's brand new, so I was gevaldik. He's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, it was just his yartzeit today. To say it was yartzeit, we have to learn something from what he says. He's mamish has this same exact idea on his savior called Mar Ben Chaim. He quotes the Medrash, Shir Shem Rabba, Hey Beis. I'm sure you guys heard this. Chodesh Baruch Hu tells the Kli Yisrael, Pischuli Pesach ki Petach shel Machot. If you open for me a little bit opening of a needle, a little bit of a hole, right? Just open for me a little bit. Do whatever you can. Vani eftach lachem pischol shel ulam. Then I'm gonna make the opening as big as a ballroom. Chodesh Baruch Hu just wants to see our effort. So that says Rav Avram Chaim Brim. Ukeshadam zochev neftachem lo shari Pesach ulam. When a person is able to open up and see, wow, I just tried a little bit in learning and I'm mamash seeing I love Torah so much. I just tried a little bit in davening and I love davening so much. We all have this feeling. That day when you just wake up, I'm going to try a little hard, and that day you mamash, you get tosos. Or you get so inspired by a certain story your Rebbe said. That's because we put a little effort in. And once Hashem says we put a little effort in, He opens it up and mamish for us to be able to mamish feel everything. And sometimes I'll be very honest. Sometimes it's very hard because sometimes we feel, okay, why does Hashem care about my davening? Why does He care about my learning? God forbid. Every single person counts, right? We know Klal Yisrael there's 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael, right? That's what Yisrael stands for. Yesh Yishim Ribu Osios LaTorah. If there's one letter in the Torah missing, it's puzzle. The whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. So we shouldn't think that, okay, we're learning it, we're standing and davening MTA, and there's 200 kids around. Why does Hashem care about my Shmon Esrei? No, Hashem definitely cares about your Shmon Esrei. Because if not, the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. It's a little scary to say, oh wow, it's a lot of responsibility. But no, we have to say, no, just as much as we can, just to do a little bit of effort. Just to close with a story. I saw a story and I thought it was so apropos. After the Holocaust in World War II, it was a... It was right before Pesach, and it was very hard to get matzos. The Skolener Rebbe had a certain connections, illegal connections, whatever. He had connections to certain guards in a place in Europe that he was. I think it was Hungary. And what happened was that he said, you know, I have the ability to be able to get matzos. I'm going to give out some of the residents and to some of the rabbanim. The Vizhinitz Rebbe found out the Skolener Rebbe was able to do this. In a week and a half before Pesach, I think it's a week and a half, something like that, he sent off his son to be able to go to the school in Arabi. But he said, son, he said, Ben, don't come back here if you don't have two matzos. I know the Rebbe's only giving out one matzo, one box to each family, to each Rav, but don't come back here without two. Please bring me back. Please do not come back here without two matzos. I said, okay. I listened to my father, especially if he's a Hasidic Rebbe. You know they have those crazy stories. I'm going to go. I knocked on the school in Arabi's door. And he gets to the Gabe, they bring him in. He said, Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem, I'm the vision of the Rebbe's son. My Rebbe father said, you know, with all due respect, he understands that, you know, only giving, the Rav is only giving out one box of matzah to each family, but my father said, please do not come back with that too. I said, I don't know, but I said, Rebbe, I'm really sorry. My father said not to. He said, okay, you know, listen, I don't do this for everyone, but if your father said it, okay, here's two matzahs. Comes Erev Pesach, and the vision, so Rebbe learns, looks back to his son. His son came back now from a couple days already, and he said, I want you to take one of the boxes back to the Sklun Erev. It's like, Tati, that's like right before Pesach. Like what? It's like, no, you have to bring it back, please. You have to bring it back. I think it was 2 days before Pesach. It wasn't Erev Pesach because he wanted to be able to get back. He said, okay, whatever. He brings back the one box of matzah to the Sklun Erev. And he knocks at the door and he said, yeah, Shalom Aleichem. The Gabbai brings him in. And the vision to Rebbe's son hands the box of matzahs back. And the Sklan Rebbe looks to the vision to Rebbe's son and says, what's going on here? He said, my father told me before I left that he knew that you would give out your last box of matzah to everyone. He knew that you wouldn't have any matzahs left. He knew that you would even give out your own box of matzahs to Klai Yisrael. That's why he made sure the first time that I came here that I would take two matzahs, one for me and one for our family and one for your family. That's why my father asked me to take two. Here's the one box of matzah, and he went back to his father for Yontif. We just have to show Kadosh Baruch Hu. All we want to do, Hashem, is give you one box of matzah. That's all we want to do. All we want to do is do a little bit of effort, a little bit of kindness. Before Pesach, I don't know about in your house, my house, it's nuts. It's mamash the Yitzhahara. It's not the Yitzhahara. Yeah, it is the Yitzhahara. Sometimes when they're screaming and yelling, that's not for now. Why all this preparation and not screaming, but like, it's a very tense moment. You know, all the mothers and all the cleaning women, mamash get every little bump, but, you know, Pesach is the most Hachana. Out of all the Yom Tovim, you know, we don't have so much, we don't have all this Hachana for Shavuos or for Sukkot. Pesach, people already, you know, cleaning ladies and everything. It's so easy to get down on yourself. Oh, this and that. No, we have to do whatever we can. And that's what we learn from the 49th player. We learn that it's okay sometimes in life to be able to say, you know what, I want to be a different person. 24 years old. He could have made millions of dollars the rest of his career. Millions. He decided, you know what, I want to change because this isn't good for my body. So too, he said, it's not good for my body. So we can say, you know what, some of the things that are going on in my life, it's not good for my neshama. It's not good for who I am. And that's the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rishon hul chotchei hashana chedushim says it has the koach to be able to give his chadrus for the rest of the year, and that's the word of the Oyv Yisrael. That's the word of Adam Kiyakiv Miken. When a person says it's coming from me, that's a carbon lashem. That's a carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Avram Chaim Brim says. We have to open up in the Medrash, open up a little bit of from the needle, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu will open up the rest of the room, and we'll be able to feel like a shenachnas in everything we do in our lives, and that's the word. By the famous story, the vision of the school, just to be able to one box of matzahs, to just do our part to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we should be zochem Meretz Hashem to take the koach of his chachos for the rest of the year, to always renew ourselves, not every day, but every single day within the day. As Rabbi Nachman says, it's all over his teachings. Every single day, we're renewing ourselves in the morning, afternoon, night. I'm renewing myself every single minute. And the more we do this, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zochem to be able to take this koach of his chachos throughout the rest of the year. And Bez Hashem is zochet always to grow. Mechayel chayel lanu l'chol beis Yisrael. Shkoich.